Super. And the case of my wife, her maiden name was Hirosaki, and they lived in Gilroy. It just so happened that in the late 20s or so, her father was able to purchase a large ranch, a very barren piece of land in Gilroy, some 500 acres or so. But it was a piece of land that had never been cultivated, and part of it was a large swamp. So it was up to him to open up that swamp and get the land fixed so that they could raise crops. And the owner of the property liked the work that Mr. Hirosaki did so well that he suggested that he buy the property from him and become his own landowner. Of course, the Alien Land Law of 1908 said that aliens, particularly Japanese, could not purchase property. So this became a problem. However, they solved it by using a form of trusteeship. Mr. Hirosaki had four children, and they're now in their teen ages, who was born and were American citizens by birth. And so they put the name of the ranch in the name of the four minor children, but in a trusteeship. So that's how they were able to maintain property and control ownership. So when the war came and they had to leave, they went to Colorado voluntarily. When they came back, they were still able to maintain and keep their own land. And very fortunate that this situation turned out the way it did, because many people didn't have access to that type of arrangement in which they could set up a trusteeship for ownership. So they lost the land that they had been buying, leasing, or whatever. So just a fortunate set of circumstances. But that's how they were able to hold their property.